U.S. Plastics Pact names interim leader as CEO exits. The U.S. Plastics Pact announced Wednesday that Jonathan Quinn is out as CEO after about a year and a half on the job. Crystal Bayless, who has served as USPP's Director of Strategy and Engagement since 2023, has been named interim executive director. Bayless has nearly two decades of supply chain experience in the consumer packaged goods industry and has developed a passion for the circular economy as the rigid plastics procurement manager, according to her profile on USPP's website. Prior to joining USPP, Bayless worked at Conagra for 15 years, according to her LinkedIn profile. Most recently at USPP, Bayless has overseen the group's progress toward the targets and deliverables in Roadmap 2.0. The updated strategy the group released in 2024 with plastics goals pegged to 2030. Last week, USPP released its annual progress report showing progress toward the revised 2030 goals. The revision acknowledges that the original targets would not be met by 2025 and reflects the timelines for necessary redesign measures, adequate collection and processing infrastructure, necessary policy, consumer engagement, etc. Bayless told Packaging Dive via email last week. USPP did not disclose the reasons for Quinn's departure and declined to comment further. Quinn did not respond to a separate request for comment. The board thanks Jonathan for his leadership and wishes him all the best in his next endeavors, USPP's news release states. The USPP's mission, priorities, and work continue without interruption. Roadmap 2.0 continues to guide the organization's efforts, with staff and partners convening stakeholders, advancing solutions, and driving progress across the plastics value chain. USPP announced in July 2024 that Quinn had immediately taken over the top spot upon the departure of Emily Tipaldo, who had been executive director since the organization formed in 2020. He previously had been with API Group and Accredo Packaging, and prior to that worked at Pregas and at Nova Chemicals. At that time, Quinn told Packaging Dive that his more than 15 years in the plastics space made him well-suited to lead USPP's circular plastic economy work, and he embraced the opportunity to really push the industry forward. When Quinn came on board, USPP changed the leadership position's title from executive director to CEO in an effort to better reflect the role's responsibilities. Based on the interim position again being labeled executive director, it's unclear whether that or the revamped CEO title will transfer to whoever is hired as the new leader. USPP formed in 2020 as part of the Ellen MacArthur Foundation's Global Network of Plastics Pacts. The consortium is composed of brands, manufacturers and other groups, including Aldi, Amcor, Avery Dennison, Conagra, Kimberly-Clark, Kraft Heinz, Target and Unilever. Participants aim to achieve targets designed to prevent plastics from becoming waste or pollution.